Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Read God's Word and pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read God's Word and pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. Do you remember singing that when you were a child? Maybe you didn't, but I did. And that came back to me as I was looking at what Paul said in Romans chapter 16 about the Romans becoming experts in doing good. He was grateful for their unqualified obedience to Christ, and that's the first thing that must be in place if we're going to develop and maintain spiritual vitality. But we need to go beyond simple obedience. We need to go on to an understanding obedience, becoming an expert in doing good. Not just doing good because we're told to, doing good because we see others do it. That's good. That's the place to begin. But we will not maintain spiritual vitality if we don't move beyond there to a real understanding of why we are doing what we are doing. We need to develop some spiritual discernment, and the place where that begins is in becoming knowledgeable in the contents of the Bible. And there really is no substitute for that. And it's amazing to me how many people try to find other things that they can do that are sort of shortcuts to spirituality other than becoming knowledgeable in God's Word. And there are no shortcuts. There are no substitutes. I think a lot of the developments in modern-day Christianity that try to point to various forms of spiritual experience are really catering to people who are too lazy to study the Bible, to read it and to understand it for themselves. And so if I can have this experience, whatever it may be, for some people it's a charismatic experience, a speaking in tongues. For other people it's an emotional experience based perhaps upon a certain style of Christian music or certain kinds of warm-hearted relationships with various people, which are very important. The right kinds of warm-hearted relationships with other Christians are very vital to our Christian health, but no substitute for a knowledge of God's Word. And the only way that you are going to develop genuine biblical spiritual vitality, genuine biblical spiritual maturity, the only way that you are going to be able to grow in grace is if you grow in knowledge. Grow in grace and knowledge. And that is a knowledge of God's Word. And so you're going to have to develop the habit of reading God's Word and praying every day. Every day. Get yourself a Bible reading schedule that lays it out for you. I'm going to read these chapters on January 1, and these on January 2, and these on January 3, and right on through the Bible. Through the Bible, at least once a year, or more than once a year. But read it through. You say, what happens if I miss a day? Well, then you can make it up. We all miss a day occasionally. You say, Pastor Barkman, do you miss days reading your Bible? I do occasionally. And what do? I make it up. I make it up. But one way or another, I stay on a steady Bible reading schedule, and I've lost track now of how many times I have read entirely through the Bible, but it would probably be something like 25 or 30 times. And I don't think that's enough. That's just what I've done. I wish I had started earlier in my life. I wish I could say I have read through God's Word 50 or 60 or 80 or 100 times by now. I'd certainly be better off for it, but I will tell you that when I first started doing this, systematically reading through the Bible on an annual basis, that it was helpful to me, but I didn't see any giant strides in my knowledge of God's Word the first year or two. But by the third and fourth year, I was just gradually aware that my knowledge of the contents of the Bible had just multiplied dramatically. So if you are going to become an expert in doing good, as Paul talks about in Romans 16:19, when he says to the Roman Christians, "For your obedience has become known to all, therefore I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil." And the first step in becoming wise concerning what is good is to know your Bible and put a plan in place for you to become very knowledgeable in the contents of God's Word. Number two, you must gain experience in doing the Lord's work. And I mean that in the broadest sense. In serving Christ, in doing good for Christ's sake. There's only one thing that's required for you to know about evil. Don't do it. But there are many things that you ought to know about doing good. What is the best way to do it? When is the best time to do it? When is the right place to do it? What is the right attitude to do it? You can continue to study and grow and gain experience and knowledge and wisdom in the best ways to pursue doing good for the remainder of your life. And that's what we should be doing. Some people are doing just the opposite. Some people are spending their lives becoming more and more experts in evil. That's wrong. Don't do that. I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. That is, I don't want you to be experts in evil. I don't want you to know all about the different kinds of evil. You don't have to know all that stuff. There's something about fallen human nature, something about the temptation of our adversary, who will lure us into evil with the promise that this will make you smarter. This will make you more knowledgeable. You need to experience this in order to understand it. That sounds like a conversation that took place in the Garden of Eden before the fall. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God knows, the reason God doesn't want you to eat it is because God knows that if you'll eat that, then you will be like God. Your understanding will increase so much that you'll know as much as God knows. A great temptation to Eve, and she fell for it. And that's a great temptation to many of God's people. I'm just going to watch this. I'm just going to explore this until I understand it. Then I'm going to leave it alone. But I just need to understand it. No, you don't. The only thing you need to know about evil is leave it alone. Stay away from it. Stay as far away from it as you possibly can. You don't need to be an expert in evil. In fact, if you are, that has its own liabilities to your Christian welfare and to the health of your Christian soul. But we're talking about how to develop and maintain spiritual vitality. And the first way to do it is by becoming knowledgeable in the Bible. And the second way is by gaining experience in doing the Lord's work. Be experts in what is good and simple concerning evil. And so what you need to do is study the subjects that will make you an expert in your particular field of service for the Lord Jesus Christ. The special areas of God-given talents that become your special areas of God-given service. Every one of us have God-given abilities and talents which we need to develop for the glory of God. If God has called you to preach or to teach, then you need to become an expert in that. If God has called you to serve Him in music, then you need to become the best musician that you can possibly be. You don't just say, because I've got musical talent, that's all that's required. You recognize that you need to become an expert in doing good, an expert in the field of music, or an expert in building maintenance, an expert in missions, an expert in food service, an expert in computer science, or whatever it is you're doing. That is good to serve the Lord. Your goal ought to become the most knowledgeable person in that field that you know, the expert that other people come to gain help and advice. You say, well, I don't know if I want to work at it that hard. Why not? Are you lazy? Why not? Don't you think God is worthy of your labors? Why not? What's wrong with working hard and burning the midnight oil? I hope you understand that Christians, mature, growing Christians, will be students all of their lives. I hope you understand that. The idea that some people have that, well, you go to school and you graduate and that's it. No more teachers, no more books, or no more lessons, no more books, no more teachers' dirty looks. I hope that's not your attitude. I hope your attitude is, now that I've got my formal education behind me, I think I have some insight into how to be a productive student for the rest of my life. Now I know what books I need to read. Now I know how to use a library. Now I know how to find resources. Now I know the habits of study that will help me to gain a mastery of whatever subjects that I study and explore. Now I am equipped to be a lifelong student. And that, dear friends, is important to your spiritual vitality. Number one is unqualified obedience. Whatever the Bible says to do, to do it. But number two is becoming an expert in your area of service. Again, as Paul said to the church at Rome in verse 19 of chapter 16, "For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil." That's what we are to be, every one of us. And so, let's roll up our sleeves and go to work. You, dear friend, if you are a Christian, are still in school. And you will be for the rest of your life. So act like it. You are in the school of Christ. Start by becoming an expert in the Bible. Continue by becoming an expert in various areas of Christian endeavor. Areas where you serve the Lord in your local church. Areas where you serve the Lord in other ways. Become expert in what is good. If it's good enough for you to be doing it at all, then you ought to become an expert in that. Otherwise, if it's not worth becoming an expert in, it's probably not worth doing. Lay it aside and find something that is worthwhile enough that it can claim your time and energies and your growth as a Christian. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.